Live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios.
The man your man could smell.
Theo Dorsey is theoretically speaking.
But are you a different animal and the same beast?
What does that mean, Kobe Bryant?
Streaming live on YouTube, here's Theo Dorsey.
Good people. So good to be with you on this Friday, theoretically speaking. It's me, Theo Dorsey. My guy, C-Cat, right here, not behind the glass on the ones and twos.
Now I can reach out and touch you.
Yeah,
you're right there.
It's
a roughhouse.
Yeah, I was about to say, if I say something wrong, C-Cat can just, you know, steal off on me. It's a little danger zone here. And we are on the go with SafeBound Moving and Storage because we are at the home of the defending NAIA national champions, the Kaiser Seahawks, right here at the flagship campus of Kaiser University. I know preseason football's tonight. I know we got all this other stuff to talk about. I can't wait to get to it, but had to give a big shout to the champs. Actually, let me see if my guy Jay is here right now. Jay, can you show him the trophy? We're going to show him the trophy on YouTube. Tap in on YouTube. You're already following us and subscribe to us, but at Theo Speaking, and it's Jay. Now get the small trophy. I don't want you to hurt anybody.
Yeah, Theo hasn't been to the gym in a while.
Yeah. I just want to show off why we're here. I mean, this bad boy right here, the national championship trophy. You can't see it on the radio, but boy, is it great.
Yeah, gold up top, yeah. Gold in the middle, nice wood.
Come on.
Feels good.
Yeah, this is the 22nd national championship.
I don't want to touch it, because if I touch it, that means I won't win for myself.
Well, I don't think it works like that, because you have no more eligibility. Or athletic abilities as well.
Fair enough.
C-Cat, thank you again, Jay. If you saw that on YouTube, if you didn't, you can tap back into our live stream there and check it out. It's great to be in the midst of champions. I think maybe Kaiser and Kaiser football in general, maybe a little bit underappreciated. Maybe people aren't pouring into them enough, so that's why we're here, because later on we're going to have the actual ring ceremony and football kickoff that I'll be helping MC with athletic director Chris Swagger and just celebrate the reigning champ. So without further ado, the reason why I'm so antsy to talk today, C-Cat, is because I'm a guy that does like to spread gratefulness, spread joy, and spread appreciation. If you're one of those football sickos, by the way, that's starting off your show today talking about NFL preseason, like, what's wrong with you? I actually saw Pat McAfee. He jumped off talking about stuff that happened last night with, like, the Panthers and the Giants. I'm like, who cares? Who cares right now?
Yeah, no one should care. Joe Milton was slinging it around last night.
That was pretty good.
I saw it on Twitter. I didn't watch that damn game.
You don't have to watch the game to see the highlights that are going to get you excited. Also, shout out Joe Milton, a Pahokee native. But maybe the NFL preseason, too, is a little bit underappreciated, especially by the players, because that's why they say the start of the regular season is so bad these days. They don't get enough reps in the preseason. But that's not what I want to get into. I'm belaboring the point here, C-Cat, because I look around the NFL right now, and, of course, I'm a fan of the Kansas City Chiefs. A little weary in the AFC. There are some rising contenders. And I see a guy in Baltimore who is not getting enough love or talk ahead of this 2024 season, and he goes by the name of Derrick Henry. How in the hell is this not leading off every single headline? Is this not leading off every single preseason preview of what's about to happen in this NFL season, that in 2024, the year of our Lord, Lamar Jackson, the reigning MVP and two-time MVP, the most dangerous rushing threat in the history of the league at the quarterback position, now has an alien, King Henry, in his backfield, who, by the way, everybody's assuming he's washed up because he's an age 30 year, and you're a Ravens fan, C-Cat.
Yeah.
But this dude is still incredible. He still has led the league in rushing like three of the past 5 years, and on top of that, he's going to be in the backfield with Lamar Jackson. Imagine trying to stop that. I think Derrick Henry is the most underappreciated player in the NFL today, based on not just what position he plays, C-Cat, but also the lack of just sheer fear from other fan bases and pundits and people that talk about this game, that he's now joining the Baltimore Ravens and going to be a part of the most prolific backfield that we've ever seen, C-Cat. Am I off base at all by being so fearful and also honoring of what King Henry's going to be this year for the Ravens?
Yeah, off base. You talked me into it before the show.
Yeah.
And I also thought of the running back depth and lack of the Ravens had the last couple of years.
Right.
No disrespect to Gus Edwards, Keaton Mitchell. J.K. Dobbins was good. He got hurt
two years in a row. Yeah.
Now you have a bell cow running back who's taking hits, can take hits, delivers hits of his own.
He's indestructible.
It's unbelievable.
He had the 1 year where he did get hobbled, But also, he racked up like 980 yards that year as well. He gets double-digit touchdowns every single season, and now you're putting him in a backfield where when they do any kind of read option, when they do any like play action, anything in that like the defense is going to be frozen. And you hesitate for just a half second when you're trying to guard either Lamar Jackson or Derrick Henry, and either you're going to get plowed through or you're going to get shook. It's about to get ugly, and nobody's talking about it. And then I look at the NFL 100 list that comes out that obviously is flawed because Patrick Mahomes, who's maybe the greatest singular talent we've seen at the quarterback position, is number 4 on that list. Above Patrick Mahomes is Christian McCaffrey at number 3. I can respect that. He's an all-purpose back. He does so many things in the receiving game and the running game. Derrick Henry comes in at 49. You're telling me that Christian McCaffrey's the third best player in the league and Derrick Henry, who is the singular best rushing threat, not receiving as much maybe, but in the halfback screen stuff, he's been doing some damage, but singular best rushing threat in the league. He's 6'2", he's 250, he's fast as hell, and even at age 30, he's that kind of guy, and you're telling me that there's 48 better guys in the NFL than him? He's in the most underappreciated position in the NFL, and he also is just the most underappreciated player. We're going to be, at the end of this season, going back and saying, how the hell did we not see this coming? He might go for 2,000 yards.
We're going to see the Shaq and Kobe like highlights saying this is what Lamar and Derrick Henry are looking like in 2024. We're going to remember this tandem if they stay healthy. And I'm going to get on my bedside every single night. And if one thing, I'm not going to pray away hunger. I'm not going to pray for world peace. I'm going to pray that Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry finish 2024 as healthy as can be. Man. Because if they do, think of the time of possession the Baltimore Ravens are going to have the advantage over every other team in football. With that run game, it's going to look like back to 2017 Ravens that they flamed out at the end of the year. Or 2018 Ravens.
2018. Lamar's first year starting.
Yes. 2018 Ravens, where just the teams never got their hands on the football in the regular season.
Yeah. And then with that defense, I don't know what it'll look like, but with that defense, now that there's been some shakeup in the brain drain there with Mike McDonald gone and still on offense year two under Todd Monken for Lamar Jackson, he had his most efficient passing season last year. And why did they lose? Everybody points to, I know you point to the play where Lamar throws it in triple coverage. I know that people point to the fact that they didn't score, or the Chiefs didn't score in the second half, and the Ravens offense never threatened in the AFC Championship game. But how many rushes did they attempt in that game? Like 6?
Yeah, in the second half, they just abandoned the run game entirely.
When you got Derrick Henry on your team, guess what? You ain't going to have a single game where you rush under 20 times. Like, that dude is that big of a threat. And I just think that, again, as we do these rankings, I saw Harry Douglas on First Take today do his top 5 NFL teams, and the Ravens came in at like number 4 or 5 behind the Lions and the Niners and the Chiefs. I'm like, we might be undervaluing that team and specifically that player. Look at what Christian McCaffrey did for the Niners. Derrick Henry could probably do more than that for the Ravens.
And further, talking about the national talking heads having no idea what they're talking about, on USA Today, we talked about this on Tuesday when Rizzo filled in for you on Theoretically Speaking.
Shout out, Riz.
We looked at a list of teams that were in the playoffs last year that had the highest chance of missing the playoffs this year.
Mm-hmm.
And who was tied with the same chances, according to this USA Today writer, to miss the playoffs in 2024? The Browns and the Ravens.
What?
Yeah.
I honestly don't see a world in which the Ravens miss the playoffs. I see zero scenarios in which this team, as currently constructed, obviously if Lamar Jackson gets hurt. But we've seen them make the playoffs since Tyler Huntley started a game.
They were 1 foot away from having a lead in the fourth quarter against the Bengals.
Come on.
Bengals team that was a dominant in the AFC with Tyler Huntley.
Come on. Derrick Henry's the most underappreciated player in the NFL. Lamar has a case for it, but I wonder what the good people think. 888-760-3776. 888-760-3776. Who is the most underappreciated player or coach in the National Football League? Hit us up on the Baptist Health Hotline, 888-760-3776. Are you experiencing foot and ankle pain and need to see an expert in the field? Baptist Health Orthopedic Care has a team of foot and ankle orthopedic surgeons and specialists who are regarded as leaders in their specialty. Visit baptisthealth.net/ortho to learn more today. Baptist Health Orthopedic Care combines its resources of experienced physicians and leading-edge treatments and technology to provide advanced orthopedic foot and ankle joint replacement, spine, and sports medicine care. Visit baptisthealth.net/ortho for more information today. Baptist Health Orthopedic Care has offices conveniently located in Palm Beach County through the Florida Keys. Learn more by visiting baptisthealth.net/ortho. Who is the most underappreciated player in the NFL? And you know what team probably sports the most undervalued players? Like, if you go per quota, how many guys are really, really good and either don't get paid as much as they should or don't get enough credit? I got to go to the Lone Star State, back home, not in Houston, but Dallas, Texas, the Dallas Cowboys, because you got CeeDee Lamb, top three receiver in the league, top three pick in fantasy football this year in any draft. You got Micah Parsons. I mean, he's the only guy that I've heard get compared to LT since I've been born. Like, people talk about how amazing LT was, and Micah Parsons gets that comp time after time after time. And you have a guy in Dak Prescott who is a franchise quarterback who was second MVP voting last year. And also, he's been a model of consistency. Hasn't won in the playoffs, but he's definitely deserving of at least 55 if Trevor Lawrence got it. I think the Cowboys are, and I think Jerry Jones opened his mouth at camp yesterday and alluded even more to it. Take a listen.
Are you saying there's a sense of urgency as you begin the preseason to get CD done?
No.
No? How, why you say that?
I'm just I went to high school or I went to college. I don't know why I said it, but I'm just saying I don't know. I don't have a sense of urgency about getting it done.
It's a long-standing tradition.
Pick any reason you want. I said Nobu 2 days ago. Give that as a reason.
Yes, this is disrespectful. That's a slap in the face to CeeDee Lamb, who after that removed America's team from his bio. He actually put a picture in his header with Hollywood Brown,
okay,
who's a Kansas City Chief right now. So fingers crossed. We'll see what happens with CeeDee Lamb there. But, I mean, when it comes to the Dallas Cowboys stars, I don't even think they're just underappreciated. That probably is selling it short. That's disrespectful to hear from your owner.
Yeah, the one place where you believe you should be appreciated is the organization you play for.
Come on.
Like, we talk about people talking in the national media. Lists are lists. Who cares what we say or what 7 Online says? But your owner and your own team should accurately appreciate you because you're the one who's playing for it.
You're filling the stadium. You're getting him to 12 wins every year. You're exciting. You are marketable. And he says things like that. I really do hope for CD, Micah, and Dak, they get the hell out of Dodge and they find a new team next year. I'm sure they love playing with that star on their helmet. But Jerry Jones, man, that's absolutely ridiculous. And I shrivel at the fact that we call him their owner and then he talks about them in that way. Like, these dudes are going to war for your team. And that's what you give them?
If we saw these players, Micah Parsons, Dak Prescott, CeeDee Lamb, in any other uniform,
yeah,
they would not be the butt of the joke.
No.
They would be guys that everyone looks up to, even if you're not a Cowboys fan. But kind of as it stands right now, Micah Parsons has been doing his job to kind of not be as likable to the national audience. But if they were wearing a Vikings uniform, we would be praising the hell out of those guys. But because of their owner and because of the brand they pay for, they're automatic to Vinland. They're automatically underwhelming because you expect that uniform. They're hated.
Yeah.
You expect that team, for one reason or another, past victories before the new millennium, to be playing for Super Bowls. And they're not.
And they're not. And it's likely because of Jerry Jones, who holds most of the power out there in Dallas. I was also told, by the way, if you're not watching us on YouTube, again, at Theo Speaking, to tap into Theoretically Speaking every single day. Or you can obviously tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 106.3. I was told I'm manspreading a little bit here and to close my legs on the YouTube stream. So
what's wrong with that?
Pardon our viewers on the live stream. I will adjust.
No apology necessary.
Yeah.
We're not wearing a kilt.
You're right.
I'm gonna spread wider.
I guess. Oh my goodness, C-Cat. He's a little. He's a fan. He's a fan, as Kendrick Lamar said. And also, sorry about that horn there. Hopefully, that was Jerry Jones finally backing up the Brinks truck in order to get that money to those three stars right there in Dallas. Who or what in sports, specifically the NFL, is the most underappreciated? We're tackling that here on Theoretically Speaking. Coming up, I'm gonna get a chance to dunk on my former NFL team, the Carolina Panthers, once again. And later in the show, we're going to be giving out Cats and Dogs.
Yeah, it's big.
The return of a great segment. I can't wait.
Revving up the engines.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. But again, we are on the road at Kaiser University, the home of 22 national champions in the history of the Kaiser programs. And more specifically tonight, of course, we're doing that ring ceremony for the football team, the reigning NAIA champions. Kaiser University is the flagship campus right here in West Palm Beach. Has so many banners in that gym. You walk into the gym, you see those red banners. They symbolize those 22 national championships. But it's not just that. They have a Learfield Cup trophy that they won a couple of years ago, plus more than 60 regular season and conference tournament titles. For the latest on Kaiser Seahawks athletics, KUSeahawks.com. Tap in with them. On the other side, C-Cat and I going to, again, give you some cats and dogs, some good bets for you to put in on the underdogs, as well as Carolina Panthers. I know you had your fun last night, but yikes. Once again, yikes. Get a new owner. C-Cat, I'm Theo Dorsey. We're Theoretically Speaking from Kaiser University on ESPN 106.3.
Live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios, Theo Dorsey is Theoretically Speaking. Streaming live on YouTube, here's Theo Dorsey.
Third time's the charm here from Kaiser University, and we on the move because we got motion, C-Cat.
Sure do.
What we do.
You use that word a lot. I don't know what it means.
Yeah, got motion? Like, I got action. I got something going for myself, man. I got some kinetic energy moving in the right direction.
Guys like me say, I got a lot going on.
No, but that's a lot going on means that you're. It sounds more trouble. Like you're in a bad spot. I got a lot going on. I'm flustered. When I have motion, that is like I'm trying to figure out how I can put this in C-Cat terms.
Okay.
When I have motion, I have movement. Think about it. Motion in the right direction.
Good vibes.
I have momentum. Thank you, Damien, who just talked into our ears. Damien on the other side in the City Square studio. You never heard anybody say I got motion?
Only you. Nobody else.
We're going to introduce a segment soon then around motion so you can get further acclimated with the term because you walk around these streets and you're not really up on game.
I thought the segment was going to be introducing me to terms that you use daily that I have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, they're a horse apiece, so, you know.
But that's a different one because you're in the minority with that one. Nobody uses that.
A lot of people use that. In fact, I will prove it to you soon when we come out with that segment as well, a horse apiece. I'll describe that to you guys later. I don't want to get too off track because we have to debut our actual segment, which is sort of a debut but more so a return of something, and it is the Cats and Dogs presented by SafeBound Moving and Storage.
David versus Goliath.
Be a dog.
Rocky versus Apollo Creed.
We don't need no meow.
Average Joe's versus Globo Gym.
We don't need no cats.
C-Cat versus the sports book.
We need more dogs.
Underdogs are the lifeblood of sports. And every week, C-Cat gives you the underdogs that will shock the world. Welcome to Cats and Dogs, presented by SafeBound. You're safe with SafeBound.
C-Cat, you hover the lines. You know when there's an underdog. You know when there's a team that is being improperly valued. So get the people what they need.
They say if you put some scratch on preseason football, you have a sickness. So this one's for all my sickos out there. The Battle of the Birds, Philadelphia, Baltimore, tonight. I've got my money on the team whose fans chant the spelling of their team's name to prove they read at a first grade level. That's right. R-A-V-E-N-S, Ravens. They actually do that at Ravens games.
They do that?
I didn't know that until I went to a game.
That's ridiculous.
They kind of jack the Eagles flow.
I do love the Eagles flow, though.
Believe it or not, the Ravens are actually underdogs in the game. They are 2.5-point underdogs in this preseason football game, despite the Ravens being 24-2. In the last 26 preseason games.
Didn't they win like a bunch of those in a row?
Yeah, the last two games they lost. So they were 24-0 in the last.
They're on a skid.
Yeah, they're going to buck that trend. Guarantee it. Caw, caw, caw. Make Edgar Allen proud. That's your first Cats and Dog of the Week. Preseason football.
you just you gave it, and then the counterpoint is already there. They're on a skid. They're losing. You think that this is going to be like a momentum breaker for them in some way?
You're looking at two data points. I'm looking at 26 data points. Whose data has more validity? I'm looking at mine. I think the Ravens are going to win tonight outright. They're 2.5-point favorites, a dog nonetheless. That's dog number one.
Take that for data.
I waffled back and forth. I didn't want to do two NFL preseasons, so I said, let's look at some futures. And, of course, you're going to get plus money on almost every future unless it's cheap to win the division. So I looked at some college football futures. I looked at college football national championship futures. I'm not going to pick the top two, top three, top four. I'm going with the fifth team on this list. Plus 1,400. I'm going to give you a shot at this, Theo. Think of a couple teams that might be plus 1,400 to win.
Ohio State.
Incorrect.
I figured you wouldn't pick another Big Ten team. Plus 1,400.
How about the Alabama Crimson Tide? At plus 1,400. Everyone thinks the world without Nick Saban. It's uncharted territory. What's going to happen? I believe in Kalen DeBoer. I truly believe in him. And we saw what Ryan Day was able to do at Ohio State after Urban Meyer left. It felt like Ohio State without Urban Meyer, where would they turn? What would they do? Well, Ryan Day picked up right where Urban Meyer left off, and that team's still spectacular. Same thing's going to happen with the Tide. They got a lot to prove because above them in the national championship odds, you've got the Texas Longhorns, you've got the Oregon Ducks, you've got the Buckeyes, you've got the Bulldogs. Take the Alabama Crimson Tide to win the national championship at plus 1,400.
That's bad money. I'm going to let y'all know right now that's bad money, C-Cat. I'm fighting against that one. Number one, they're in the SEC, so they got to get out of there. And it's a 12-team playoff. They've got to win multiple games in a row with a new head coach, with a disbelief around that organization. And they still are going to have a target on their back because they got the big Crimson A on their helmets.
You telling me there's a 12-team playoff tells me that they can afford two losses in this season and make the playoff. Because we saw last year that they can survive not looking the best and still make the 4-team playoff. Bennett, for the doubt, is going to go to the Tide. They're going to sneak their way in. They're going to ruin some poor first-time playoff team in the first round and go on a run if they're not a top 4 seed.
All right. You heard it here first. Cats and Dogs, the debut.
Who's it brought to you by?
Brought to you by SafeBound Moving and Storage.
That was rhetorical. I mean, knew who it was by.
Of course.
Yeah.
Because here's the thing. If you do put that money down on Bama today, and then they do win the national championship, you're going to score big. You're going to have a lot more dollars in your pocket. You might want to upgrade your home. You might want to go somewhere new. Mm-hmm. And we've been telling y'all this. Do not try to move on your own. You're going to scuff up your walls moving the couches out, right? You're not a professional at this. SafeBound Moving and Storage. That's who you want to go with. They're family-owned, so you know you can trust them. They're located right here in West Palm Beach, right around here, these parts, and they serve all of the Sunshine State. I mean, it's Florida's moving company. So whether you're moving out of Florida, which I wouldn't recommend, but if you are, again, SafeBound Moving and Storage, or if you're in Florida moving county to county or moving from Florida to somewhere else, SafeBound Moving and Storage, they've got the experience, they've got the expertise, they've got five-star customer service that you can rely on. SafeBound Moving and Storage, you're safe with SafeBound. And speaking of, strap up your seat belts,
click, click,
get ready for a ride. It's time to hop on the SafeBound Get Around.
I get around. What you mean you don't know?
Round and round, round and round.
I get around.
SafeBound Get Around, of course, brought to you by SafeBound Moving and Storage. Sticking to the script. By the way, that was a bad click, click. That's not how a seatbelt sounds, C-Cat.
How does it sound?
Like, that would have been better.
That sounded like you stepped on a frog.
How many frogs have you stepped on?
Far too many. A troubled childhood.
Oh, my. What's the first stop?
Bing, bing.
There we go.
Next up.
Next stop.
Thank you. Now, that was a really good Dave.
That was good, though.
That was a good Dave impression. Where we at?
Charlotte, North Carolina. The Carolina Panthers team charter ran off the taxiway at Charlotte Airport early Friday morning after returning from a preseason game in New England.
Every single morning, first thing I do in the morning, you say you pray for what? Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry to be healthy?
Very devout, yes.
First thing I do in the morning, I give thanks to the Lord for another day, and I'm also saying God, I appreciate you for delivering me from the shackles, from the hell that was being a Carolina Panthers fan. I'm so free now. I feel so much better that now I've relocated to the Kansas City Chiefs, my birthplace, by the way. And my quarterback is Patrick Mahomes. And the owner of my franchise is not David Tepper, who takes off people's hats disrespectfully, who also pours drinks on fans in the middle of games on a road game. And then on top of that, can't even get you your playing situation right. Every time I look at the Panthers, something's going wrong, and I blame David Tepper for it.
You can't pass off your switching sides of fandom as divine intervention.
It's not.
You got to own that.
Yeah, I did it, but I thank God. I mean, everything, that it's all written. I thank God for empowering me for that decision. And also, I just thank God that I made the decision. It's just a beautiful thing. It was divine intervention. Where are we going next?
Next stop.
Oui, Paris, France.
I would love to go, by the way.
Breakdancing kicked off today in the Olympics. I was watching it for far too long, and I'm proud of. This introduced America to 36-year-old Australian female breakdancer. Her name was Ray Gun, Theo. I believe this needs its own topic of itself.
Ray Gun.
Ray Gun, like in Call of Duty Zombies. Yeah, like Ray Gun.
How was it spelled? Is it spelled like Ray Gun?
Yes.
What?
That almost like a battle rap name.
Yeah.
Like a breakdance name. Ray Gun.
Well, you know what? That's kind of dope. Is it actually on her birth certificate, do we think?
No.
Most likely
could
not.
Could not be.
I like it. Have you ever broke dancing before? Break
no.
danced? Have you broke a dance?
Broke dance.
What's the past tense of breakdancing?
Have you broke dance?
Have you?
Sounds fun, yeah.
Have you broke dance? You've never broke dance?
I've never broke danced.
I've like flicked it in the, you know, like.
You crunked?
I crumped, but I'm not jumping on the ground.
I thought it was crunk. It's crump?
Crump.
Okay.
It's crump. Yeah, it's crumping.
Well, you got to watch the highlights, and everybody in the car at home, when they get home, look up what Ray Gun did on the breakdancing stage, because it wasn't very good.
Oh, it was bad.
I think that breakdancing is almost like being a running back in the NFL.
Yeah.
You can't do it past the age of 27.
Oh,
36 years old, breakdancing for the Olympics.
I kind of passed over that. I didn't realize you said 36 because her name was Ray Gun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Give it up, Ray Gun. Give it up. Maybe you get into the pistol competition. That's more up your alley. What's next?
Next stop.
We're going to L.A., but the Olympics is still on the mind. Mm. Jake Paul from the Impulsive Podcast.
What?
From YouTube.
Yeah.
From, I don't know, Celebrity
Boxing. What
does he have
to do with the Olympics?
Jake Paul has announced that he will attempt to box in the 2028 Olympics.
Box what? Like build a box up? Like maybe pack some?
No, the sport.
He wants to
be in combat.
Cups.
Yes, he wants to box in next year's Olympics. He said he's tired of seeing gold medals taken away from the U.S. of A.
Well, you know what? I say this for Jake Paul. If he can win, I mean, do you think he could be an Olympic-level boxer? I'd have to ask a fight expert.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, I don't know.
Think so. I would assume he wouldn't be able
right.
to, but if you're going to go out there and win gold medals, go ahead and do it. If you're going to go out there and fall flat on your face, also, please go ahead and do it. I would enjoy either one. Like it's really a can't miss situation.
Yeah,
either he fails miserably, or he wins us a gold medal, and we could keep boxing out China in this race.
Some Yugoslavian you've never heard of just beating him down on a Tuesday at 1 p.m. because these are the trials, not even the actual Olympics.
Yeah,
he's getting his butt beat by these guys that have no name at all.
Yeah, watch out, Noah Lyles, because I know I was rooting against him a little bit here and there. I will be rooting even heavily. More so against Jake Paul to see him get his tail whipped, as many of those fights I've had to suffer through. And that was the Safe Bound Get Around, presented by Safe Bound Moving and Storage. You're safe with Safe Bound. You're not safe with the Carolina Panthers because they can't even get a plane off the tarmac these days. Dave Tepper is ruining that organization. I really wish there was a way. I hate it for fans. Luckily, I saw it. I had foresight, and I got out while I could. I hate it for fans when you get stuck being a fan of an organization that has a crappy owner, that has a miserable owner, because there's nothing you can do about it. GMs get fired. Coaches get fired. Quarterbacks get replaced. Owners are there until they have to sell their team or I guess they get Me Too'd or something.
But there's honor amongst those fans, or Browns fans can stand hand in hand with Marlins fans knowing we've got crappy teams.
Yeah, that's cute. Well, you know what? I got a family. I got chores to do. I got all these things, you know, in life that I would love to be a part of and embrace, and also responsibilities. I don't want to spend my Sundays miserably. I'm sorry.
That's weak.
I went back home to Kansas City, and I have no emotional ties to the Carolina Panthers. I picked them as a kid just because they were playing in the Super Bowl in Houston. Long story, we might get to another time. What's next here? We have – oh, yeah, we really got to address this. As I was getting ready for the show today, coming off of a day where I've never been more proud to be an American, somehow now demoralized as an American, as a red, white, and blue guy – based off of what I saw on my TV screen on NBC. We get to that. Plus, we're going to have you take it to the house later here on Theoretically Speaking. That's CCAT. I'm Theo Dorsey. We're at the home of the national champion Kaiser Seahawk football team, Kaiser University. We're Theoretically Speaking on ESPN 106.3.
Time now for the coolest moment of the week. Presented by EDS Air Conditioning and Plumbing. EDS is yes.
Here is the coolest moment of the week. And honestly, it might end up being the coolest moment of the year because every time this dude opens his mouth, I don't care if it's a press conference, a pregame speech, or, I mean, this dude, he's got to start a podcast or something. Backup quarterback for the Cleveland Browns. My bad. I want to get to the sound and we'll talk about it. Jabbo, Jameis Winston, with a little flavor for your ears.
I think that's one of the things that a lot of people forget. When you can go out, you can see practice, you can knick-knack this, that, paddywhack, give a dog a bone. Deshaun Watson is going to turn it on. He always going to find a way to shine when the lights come on. Man, I just rhymed. Can I leave off that one? I know that one's going to hit.
You cannot ask a follow-up question after a brother lay it down on the track like that.
So he didn't, like, get taken aback from his own words after he said, knick-knack, paddywhack, give a dog a bone. It was what he said afterwards.
Yes.
It took him away.
Yes.
Like, because that wasn't the crazy part.
Right, because he then followed it up with something. Because knick-knack, paddywhack, give a dog a bone is, you know, that's a saying. And then he followed it up. You haven't heard that saying before.
No, I know saying, but I haven't heard that saying used earnestly since, like, 1985, and I wasn't alive then.
Well, Jameis Winston likely was, and the dude feels like he's been alive for the past 50, 60 years, as many sayings he has from way back. But, I mean, he's a gem, dog. Like, I really hope he lasts, like, 5 more years in the league at least as a backup because we need more Jameis quotes. We need more Jameis, the most likable quarterback in the NFL behind in Cleveland. Probably the most unlikable quarterback for many reasons. That was your EDS Air Conditioning and Plumbing coolest moment of the week. And you already know where to go if you need to get your comfort in your home here in South Florida, especially in the summertime. EDSisYes.com. EDSisYes.com. They're your trusted AC experts right here in Palm Beach County, and they've been doing it for a while, keeping you cool since 2006. My favorite part about EDS is I'm a gold member, of course, is that when you hop online, EDSisYes.com, you can schedule an appointment right around your need, right around your schedule, and they're always on time. Especially my favorite part is before a technician shows up, they shoot you a text. It gives you their bio. It even always kind of throws in a favorite team and a picture of who's going to come and service your home. And every single time, I've had quality service. I've had perfect timing. And also, I've been satisfied. EDSisYes.com, EDS Air Conditioning and Plumbing. For all your AC and plumbing needs, EDSisYes.com. CCAT, when you hear a guy like Jameis Winston talk, I know he's never again going to be a real threat to make headlines in the league unless he's, you know, running the score up at the end of a meaningless game for the Saints. But, you know, just an overall likable guy, like a highest Q rating maybe in the NFL for a guy that actually doesn't make an impact.
I wouldn't be so sure. We saw Joe Flacco take the Browns to the playoffs last year. And Deshaun Watson, I mean, didn't show that he's not injury prone. He was really hobbled all season last year.
Yeah.
If he takes another big hit, he's out for a long time. I trust the Browns more so with Jameis Winston under center than Joe Flacco under center. Watch out.
Yeah, watch out. I mean, you know what? You saying you trust the Browns more with Jameis Winston over Joe Flacco, I think that's got to be our Baptist Health off-season football report, because I haven't heard it anywhere else. Reported that right here on Theoretically Speaking.
You can quote that and you can use that, whether ESPN, Fox, CBS, doesn't matter. You can take that. Trust me. You got my sign of approval.
Aggregate that from CCAT Sports, at CCAT Sports on Twitter. Jameis Winston, more advantageous for the Browns than Joe Flacco was last year. That's your Baptist Health Orthopedic Care off-season football report. Is joint pain affecting your quality of life at Baptist Health Orthopedic Care? Our team is experienced in traditional joint replacement surgery as well as new, less invasive treatments with the goal of returning you to what you love as quickly as possible. Learn more by visiting baptisthealth.net/ortho today. Baptist Health Orthopedic Care combines its resources of experienced physicians and leading-edge treatments and technology to provide advanced orthopedic, foot and ankle, joint replacement, spine and sports medicine care. Visit baptisthealth.net/ortho for more information today. Baptist Health Orthopedic Care has offices conveniently located in Palm Beach County through the Florida Keys. Learn more by visiting baptisthealth.net/ortho. America the Beautiful is in trouble. America is in shambles right now, and a lot of it is tied to a guy that doesn't have as high of a Q rating as Jameis Winston, and that's Noah Lyles. Listen to this right quick. This is from some weeks back. I think this was during like the trials for the Olympics for the Paris Summer Games. Noah Lyles was asked directly in an interview about a potential threat to the Team USA relay team, and here's what he said.
Between yourselves and Canada, is that something that we can look forward to going forward?
Probably between who?
Canada and yourself. That's a budding rivalry and certainly one to look at.
Who?
Canada.
Who?
Yeah. C-Cat. So, the 4x1 happened today. You know who wasn't there for Team USA?
Was it? Oh. Noah Lyles.
Yes, okay. Noah Lyles. Noah Lyles, who famously got third place in his event, the 200-meter dash, and then afterwards, you know, fell out and was, you know, injured and also had COVID and all these other things, even though right before the race he was jumping around full of energy and hugging guys. Apparently that's his story. He's sticking to it. Canada, they were kind of flirting him around as like a threat to Team USA. And do you want to know who made the podium?
Well, it couldn't have been Canada.
No.
He was saying they're really bad.
Yeah,
he didn't know who they were.
Team Canada won the 4x1 today, C-Cat.
I'm
looking at a picture here on my phone. I don't believe it. I don't think that this was possible beforehand. But there's a picture of four dudes with Canadian outfits on. And you know, that's the maple leaf, right? Oh. That's the Canada flag.
You're not seeing things. I can confirm Canada gets a gold on the men's 4x100.
How? As a proud American, if it was Jamaica, I would let it go. If it was, I mean, even let's say Italy. Italy's had some good sprinters over the past like decade or so. I might let it pass. How in the hell do we let Canada win the 4x1 in these summer games? And you know how? Because Noah Lyles. He messed up the rotation when he had to get pulled out, and they didn't just replace him as the anchor. And also, if he just ran for Team USA, maybe he could have made up for it. He got third. He got third in the 200 with COVID. If he would have ran that 4x1, which he won during the Olympics, maybe we would have been cool. I'm disgusted, and my disapproval for Noah Lyles continues, which dates all the way back to when he tried to discredit the major American sports athletes.
So he did that. He also tossed in all the adversity that he faced. Didn't he run off a list of a couple things? So the adversity that Noah Lyles has faced in order to get here. Asthma. Okay, I can understand.
Yeah.
As an Olympic athlete, if you have asthma, that's pretty tough.
But he's not the only one. There's a lot of people with asthma that are athletes.
COVID knocks you on your butt sometimes.
Yeah, yeah.
Want to be an athlete? Got to have nice, clear lungs? Sure thing. What was one thing that he tossed in that still has me thinking about it to this day? I don't believe it. I never looked it up myself because I didn't want to believe it to be true. He said that he battled allergies.
Allergies. Like, are we talking seasonal? Or are we talking peanut allergy? Like, again, I hate to attack somebody's ailments because I know that there's a lot of people out there that are really struggling with some real things. But when you're listing off reasons why you should have more empathy or sympathy after running your mouth like he does, and you list allergies, I just take you a little less serious.
You better be allergic to, like, sunlight or oxygen or grass. Like, those are what you have to be allergic for me to truly feel bad for you and to make your accomplishments weight that much. Or maybe a food that you're eating in a food competition, competition. Like, no, there's no other reason why allergies should hurt you when it comes to being an Olympic athlete.
You know what he's allergic to? He's allergic to crossing the finish line first.
Yeah.
Because he didn't do it in the 100.
Got it.
And he also surely didn't do it in the 200. Noah Lyles, again, I hate to do it to you, brother, but your Q rating keeps on going down. You should have never brought up the famous athletes that we rock with here in the United States trying to discredit their championships. I can't promise you titles, but I can promise you a good time. If you pull up on us tonight, if you pull up on us tonight for a chance to win $10,000. Does that sound good to you?
I want $10,000.
Come putt for the dough. Join Michelob Ultra and the ESPN West Palm Street team this Friday, which is tonight. It's August 9th right now, from 5 to 7 p.m., which is literally in 13 minutes. Get your tail there right now. It's at the Dave & Buster's in Port St. Lucie for your chance to putt your way to 10K. $10,000. You can enjoy $5 22-ounce Ultra Draft while also showing off your golf skills. And I know out here in South Florida, you got plenty of them. You must be 21 or older to participate. Southern Eagle reminds you to always drink responsibly. Ice cold Michelob Ultras and some golf at Dave & Buster's on a Friday night. That's an easy choice. So come and join us. C-Cat, when you have America struggling with Team Serbia like they did last night in basketball, which is our sport, you have Michael Phelps, the greatest Olympian of all time in swimming, 28-plus medals, 23 golds, training up a French dude who's dominating us in the waters now, and then you got Canada winning the 4x1. Our nation's in trouble, and we need somebody to come and save the day.
I don't think that we as a nation are accurately raising the Olympics on the pedestal it should be on to win these damn things.
Yeah.
Because I don't think we're appreciating it when we win, but it really sucks when we lose.
Yeah, because
we have a number one complex, and we should be winning. So when we do win, it's whatever. We kind of have pro sports where winning this basketball gold medal will be great, yeah, but we got the NBA Finals to look forward to.
They care more about the championships, you're right, in the major pro sports than the Olympics. But we are still leading the medal count, gold and the total, over China. Just hold on to that. Hold on to that. Thank you to the 4x1 ladies, Sha'Carri Richardson, Oak Cliff's finest. You did your dang thing.
And the breakdancers, we're going to win that too.
We should, because I saw the video of your girl, Ray Gunn, and she needs to I don't want to say it here. I don't want to be mean. Be nice. Be welcoming. And invite people to love the Palm Beaches and pull up on us here in Palm Beach County. Hashtag love the Palm Beaches. I've told you before, do this. You're already taking a lot of pictures at your favorite spots. You're already taking videos, putting these reels together. All you got to do is drop this hashtag in there. Hashtag love the Palm Beaches. Nobody knows Palm Beach County better than its residents, and nobody better to represent this area and welcome people to come and kick it with us. It's the greatest place to live, work, and play. That's why I've been here for the past 4 years. I can't get out of here. I love it in the 561. All summer long, Discover the Palm Beaches will be giving away monthly prizes to residents who invite loved ones by using hashtag Love the Palm Beaches on social media and then filling out the form at thepalmbeaches.com/love. That's thepalmbeaches.com/love. From vacations to dining cars to everything in between, lock in and make sure you hashtag Love the Palm Beaches. And while you're doing that, if you're loving the Palm Beaches the right way, especially like us, we got a fantasy football draft coming up. You can't just do a fantasy football draft just at the crib.
No, that's boring.
Everyone
can do that. Absolutely.
Especially if you have a lot of people that are in person with you out here in South Florida. So I'm going to give you all a cheat code. I'm going to make everybody in your fantasy football league like you more at the beginning of the season, and that way they're going to like you enough to make some favorable trades with you throughout.
Is it easy?
It's easy. DuffysMVP.com.
Okay.
Go to DuffysMVP.com right now, and that's where you can lock in to get a private room. A private room. This is like some five-star treatment at your nearest Duffy's Sports Grill. It's a great place to have a fantasy football draft. 80 or more televisions in every location. You know the preseason is going on. You know you got the summer games going on. You can watch all of that stuff while you're drafting. Award-winning burgers and wings. You got two-for-one drinks all day, every day. Get your buddies buzzed. And then they're going to make an incorrect pick.
Pick or not in the last pick. That's what they'll do.
That's what you're going to get them to do. And you can go to any Duffy's. All day, every day is the two-for-one drinks. DuffysMVP.com. Book your party. And even if you're drafting from the home turf, you can order Duffy's to go. You'll still be the MVP of your league. At Duffy's, our game is always on. And I'm going to make sure your game is on the other side, because we're going to tell you exactly what sporting events are going to result in over the weekend. That's right. We're taking it to the house on the other side. That's C-Cat. I'm Theo Dorsey, theoretically speaking, on ESPN 106.3. We are here at Kaiser University, theoretically speaking. It's me, Theo Dorsey, C-Cat right here with me. Hop in on the stream on YouTube at Theo Speaking. I mean, it's cool in here because the AC is flowing. It might not be this cool in your home if you don't get on top of this, if you don't make sure you're on top of things And the only way to make sure that you're super comfortable, that you're safe going forward, is to lock in with EDS Air Conditioning and Plumbing. They get it all done. Your AC needs, your plumbing needs. They are trained comfort specialists, and it's hard to stop a train. EDSisYes.com. EDSisYes.com. You book an appointment right around your time, and they're going to have you covered. They have a 4.8-star Google rating with over 760 reviews. I'm a customer. You should join, too. EDSisYes.com. And maybe get the gold plan while you're there. See, Cat, there's a lot of events coming up. There's the summer games. You got preseason football. I think it's time to take it to the house. Not necessarily take you home. Hold on. Pump the brakes. Pump the brakes. Damien, tone that down. We're going to reset that. I think it's time to take it to the house.
Blue button on the top on the right side. You can't miss
top
it.
Right.
No. Yeah, it's get really it. Good because we got the music. Take it to the house.
Just bump it. Boom. Okay. That's cool, because we're kicking it at Kaiser with the champs. As Damien finds the button, we are taking it to the house here.
There we go.
There it is. It's all good. A little audible. And as we take it to the house, make sure you tee up your taste buds with the ultimate pairing. You got great food and you got golf. The House West Palm. The House West Palm Beach. If you haven't been there yet, every time you buy an entree there, you actually get a free round of golf on the Lit 9 at the park. And you know the park is a renowned place to go and swing the clubs. They got lunch, they got brunch, they got dinner, they got great happy hour specials. Thursday through Sunday, the house is the place to be. Make sure you make a reservation at thehousewestpalm.com. And you can take this to the house this weekend, C-Cat.
What's that?
The Americans, fresh off the heart-wrenching win over Serbia, they've got a gold medal game in basketball against Team France. 16.5-point favorites to beat up on France. I mean, last time in the Olympics, it was close. Not only am I predicting the Americans to win, I got France actually covering. I think it's going to be competitive. But my big call here, Anthony Edwards. Anthony Edwards, the Ant-Man, who had 2 points in the semifinal against Serbia, bounce back game, at least double digits. He ain't going out like that. What you got, CK?
Going to make it quick. I'm feeling American. You took the men's national basketball team. I'm taking the women's national soccer team.
Oh, I thought you were going basketball.
No, going back to the well.
Yes.
Let's go. Sophia Smith, anytime goal scorer. U.S. women's basketball soccer team going to win gold.
And the basketball team will as well. That's C-Cat. I'm Theo Dorsey. Take it to the house this weekend. High school game day's next on ESPN 106.3.